Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you that we can gather in your name, and we thank you for your precious word. May we be quieted from the mess of the world. May we really sense your presence and your holiness. May we really enter into that closeness with you as we look at 16 more verses from your precious word this morning. And then may we pray as led by the Spirit in one accord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're kind of coming down the end here of Psalm 119. When you start out with 176 verses ahead of you, it seems like it'll be a while before you get through it, but, you know, we're taking, there's 22 stanzas, as you know, of 8 verses, and we're taking 2 stanzas of a week. So this is our 10th week. We have one more coming up, and then we're done with the 11 stanzas. So today's stanza starts out with, I cry out with my whole heart. I cry out to you. And then we have basically, and I cry for help is the third verse. So we have 4 cries this morning. So I was thinking about crying songs. And I don't know, Psalm 5 came to my mind because it's hearken unto the voice of my cry, which is really the same prayer as he has here, I think. So let's just sing that together because that's one that we know, I think. Give ear to my words, O Lord.
Thank you.
get done with this morning's study, if you have any question that this was written by David, remember the song we sang. We're not told it was written by David. It's the Holy Spirit, so it doesn't matter who had the pen. But it sure seems like David's to me. Verse 145. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Jehovah. Hear me, O Yahweh. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Wow. We see the heart here of the psalmist really crying out to the Lord. In fact, the very first thing it says, I cry out with my whole heart. And I ask myself, how typical is that of my prayers? Am I crying out with my whole heart? Probably not most of the time. Most of the time it's maybe with a half-hearted or maybe a little more than half. I don't know. But here he's crying out with his whole heart, and then he says, hear me. Now, the Lord is not deaf. He knows what you're going to pray before you pray it. He even puts it in your heart to pray, right? But I think this, and then the next one, verse 149, hear my voice. I think our voice enters into prayer. Now, it is true at the highest level, it is beyond words. I believe that is also true. But oftentimes when you meditate, I think you need your voice to keep your focus on the meditation. If you're just totally quiet, you tend to drift a lot more than if you're really saying something to the Lord. Now, not all the time you want to hear from him. It's got to be a dialogue. It's not a monologue. But I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. And then the promise, as you hear me and as I get so close to you, I'll keep your statutes, because just I want to do that. And also I can't sin at that point because the Holy Spirit won't let me. Now the flesh will still get around that, but then you'll pay the consequence of being convicted and needing repentance and so forth. but I will keep your statutes. And then I cry out to you the second time, save me. Now, I believe the psalmist here was in a different dispensation. In fact, I know he was, and we are. He actually even prays in some of his psalms that, Holy Spirit, don't leave me. You don't pray that prayer as a believer. The Holy Spirit will never leave you. But the Holy Spirit wasn't with every believer until the day of Pentecost all the time. But he's with us. But here is still the salvation, save me, not that you're not already saved, but just think of what that means. That means that you've been metamorphosized eventually into a glorified body that will be in the presence of the Lord forever. And considering the wretchedness of my heart, the wretchedness of my sin, to get a little bit more time with the Lord would be just unbelievable, but to get forever with the Lord, think what that means to be saved. And as you're pondering over that and rejoicing over that, think of the person next door, whoever around you who's not saved. What's ahead for them? If they reject the Lord to their last breath, they are assured of being apart from the Lord forever. So as good as it is to be with the Lord, it's as bad as it is to not be with the Lord, right? Save me. And then again, I want to do what you want me to do. And so how do I know that? It's your word. So I will keep your testimonies. I love verse 147, 148, because it happens to support my belief that early morning is the best time of the day to be with the Lord. Verse 47 says, I rise when? At the dawning of the morning? Before the dawning of the morning. Does that fit you? Well, it depends on what time of the year it is. Sometimes it gets light later than others. When daylight saving comes on, you know. But I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. What a beautiful, beautiful statement that is. We need his help all the time. And when we begin before the dawning of the morning, we have a much better chance of being set for the day than if we don't do that. I actually happen to believe in my case that if I don't start the day right, I have so many sins I can't even finish the day with and repent of all of them. But if I'm covered from the beginning, fill me with your Spirit today, help me to glorify you today, and help me to be sensitive to your conviction today, I do a lot less sin that day than if I don't do that. Now, you may have different experiences, I don't know. But I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help, and then what? I hope in your word. We have to have hope. If we don't have hope, we quickly get discouraged. You've heard the stories about the Norwegian wharf rats and so forth, how they would put them in water, and they would time it how long it took them to die. And they'd time it. And then the second group they'd put in, when they're almost ready to die, they'd take them out, dry them off, put them back in the second time, and then see how long they would last. It went way, way, way up. It's like orders of magnitude. They would, because they had that hope. And that's a rat. That's me. I'm a rat too, I think. Yeah. But we see here, there's this hope in your word. And then notice again, verse 148, anybody have any trouble sleeping? One, sometimes. Most of you are mom. You don't want to expose yourself to this next verse. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. I really think that jet lag is a blessing. If when you can't sleep, you meditate on the Word of God and pray. And you look forward to it. I don't look forward to feeling sluggish, maybe at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But give your body a little bit of latitude and don't force it into some mold immediately. And I'm going to adapt a 6-hour, an 8-hour, a 10-hour time difference today. You're not going to do that, so don't try. But when you wake up, pray and meditate. And he said, wow, this is great, isn't it? Some of you are looking at me like, you don't know what you're talking about. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Beautiful statement. And then verse 149 is the first of four revive or quicken me's in today's two stanzas. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Oh my, think of the God we pray to. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me, quicken me, give me life. Revive me according to your justice. Loving kindness and justice. Now, the wicked, on the other hand, they draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. How we see that all around us, always has been. This wasn't just written, you know, in the last 6 months. This is 3,000 years old. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Remember that. He is near. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Not, you know, 1, 2, 5, and 7 are true. The others I don't know about. All your commandments are truth. Not just true, they're truth. And then verse 152, concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. We serve an everlasting God, and his word is forever, always been. Verse 153, consider my affliction and deliver me. Great prayer. All of them are great. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. How do you get through afflictions? Remember the word of God. That's how you get through them. I do not forget your law. 154, plead my cause and redeem me. There's a redeeming request. Again, revive, quicken, revive me according to your word. It was revive me according to your justice. Here it's revive me according to your word. 156, it'll be revive me according to your judgments. And 159, revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. So we have different standards there of revival, but it's all, give me life, lighten, enlighten me. That's not really the right term, but enlighten the life in me to really be what he wants me to be. And wake up. You know, wake up. Wake up, Christian. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I think sometimes we think we're the only ones that have ever had these persecutors. You know, we're living in times, the end times, it's so bad. It's never been this bad in the world. And then you look at something 3,000 years old, it's the same thing we got now, right? Many are my persecutors and my enemies, right? Yet I do not turn for your testimonies. How true that advice is. And then verse 158. Can you think of anybody that fits this description? I see the treacherous and am disgusted. If you watch any news at all in the last 10 days or so, you wouldn't have difficulty coming up with some names to fill in those blanks at times, it seems. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. And that is so true. Every problem in the world is because of sin. They don't keep the word of God. If they kept the word of God, their behavior would be loving and caring and doing the right thing, not hating and blaming and doing the wrong thing. Verse 159, consider how I love your precepts. Now that's an interesting prayer. Lord, consider how I love your precepts. I would rather pray, help me to love them more, because the considering of where I am and loving his precepts may not be quite as high on the scale as I would like to be. But he knows anyway, so asking him to consider it. And may we be loving his precepts. Consider how I love your precepts again. Quicken me, revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Now, isn't that great? If my love for his precepts aren't where it should be, I'm praying for him to revive me, and not out of a harsh, stern judgment, but out of his loving kindness. Isn't that great? Revive me according to your loving kindness. And then verse 160, just one of the all-time favorites of this psalm. The entirety of your word is truth. I think that's a higher standard than true. It's all true for sure, but it's truth itself. The word is truth, the entirety of it, not just Psalm 176 or 119, verse 160, but the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Father, we thank you for your precious word, and Lord, help us to glean every time we are in your word, and may that be daily, hourly, as you would call us to truth. Now lead us in this time of prayer as we are led by your Spirit and bringing things before you, whether it be Afghanistan or other difficulties and so forth, Lord. But it's the hearts of men that are the problem. It's the turning from your word that's the problem. It's the sin in the lives that's the problem. It's the unbelievers that are the problem, of their unbelief anyway. And we want to pray for souls, Lord. We want to pray for even those that disgust us, as we would read here. I see the treacherous and am disgusted. So, Lord, we can think of some treacherous characters in the world, apparently. It seems like it anyway. But help us to pray now, meaningfully, and as we would be agreeing with one another because we're led by one Spirit. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Well, let's close in verses 149, 156, 154, and 159 with prayer, was revive us again. So let us sing this song, Revive Us Again. Father, we do pray for a quickening, for a revival, Lord, in our hearts. And as we see in this song, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, thine the glory. Lord, help us to remember whose we are and the price that you've paid, the victory that you have bought for each of us. Help us to be witnesses of that victory, Lord. The world is desperate in need of hope, and a peace, of joy, purpose, order, not confusion. And the only answer is Jesus Christ, Lord, and you've given that answer to us. May we not put it under a bushel, so to speak, but may your light shine forth through us in a very steady, constant source. May we be that salt, that preservative, and that cleansing agent, and that agent that brings a thirst for you and for your word. Bless each one here this morning, Lord. I thank you for them. Fill them with your spirit. May we be bringing you glory this whole day long, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.